Well, good morning and welcome to our Thought for the Day today. My name's Charlie Newcombe. I'm the Minister of Christchurch Huntingdon. And I can see Ray and Paul are in the studio this morning. So guys, can I start with a little quiz for you guys today? So here we go. It's a pop quiz with a few songs about friendship. So with a little help from my friends.
We'll just get Paul up on the other one because okay, I'm going to need his help here, I think.
Right, let's try you guys. Get by with a little help from my friends. Who is that?
Very famous singer, isn't it? I don't know.
Beatles? Yeah, well done, Ray. He's got it. Okay, how about this one?
Good teamwork, Ray.
You're my best friend.
Was that the Queen one?
It was. Yeah, well done. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
fame.
See, I only get to be on air about after 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
So your brain hasn't warmed up yet. Well, let's try another one. Old friends.
Is that Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, well done. Oh, well done, Ray. He's on form today. And Paul, see if you can get this one. A favourite from Toy Story. So, You've Got a Friend in Me. Do you recognise the song?
I do. I could even sing it, but...
Yeah, I didn't know this one. Do you know Ray?
Was it Sonic Newman?
Yes, Randy Newman. Randy well Newman. Done. 3.5 or even 4 out of 4.
Well done, Ray.
Paul, not so good today, but we do have to admit that I did give Ray a little bit of help beforehand. So,
like the answers.
Well, very good. Every day is a school day.
I was really telling. I think probably Paul gets because I've got a smile on my face. I don't really know these. Well, anyway, no. We're going to go and have Paul for today. Thanks for dropping in, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. So you can probably guess... listeners today, what our theme for Thought for the Day today is, and it's friendship. Maybe you can think of some more friends, songs about friends that are out there. Why don't you email them in to Ray at studio@hcrfm.co.uk. Well, Muhammad Ali said, friendship is the hardest thing in the world to explain. It's not something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything. So what a privilege friends are. And during these grey and rather wet and slightly flooded January days, we need friends. Life can get tough at times, and it's wonderful to have friends who are there for you through thick and thin. But friendship these days isn't always easy to come by, and probably technology hasn't helped. If you're on Facebook, you may have hundreds or even thousands of Facebook friends, but how well do you know them all? And how many would really know how you're doing? Guys in particular don't always spend time cultivating friendships, being honest and vulnerable. And sometimes we need to get better at that. Another problem is that in our increasingly romanticized and even sexualized culture, we can believe the lie that unless we're in an exclusive physical relationship, we're missing out. Well, I'm a great fan of the gift of marriage, but we need good friends too. And in fact, there's a whole section of the Bible called Proverbs, where you'll find pithy statements packed full of masses of advice about life and wisdom, and there are actually 14 Proverbs about friendship. So for our friendship MOT, for our workout this Wednesday morning, we're just going to look at three quick Proverbs. And the first one is this, it's from Proverbs 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. A friend loves at all times. Are we being true friends who support one another through thick and thin? Or are we really fair weather friends who, when the going gets tough, well, we are nowhere to be seen? At the start of 2020, maybe as you think about it, maybe there's someone that you need to reconnect with, an old friend. A friend loves at all times. That's Proverbs 17, verse 17. Well, Proverb number two. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Did you get that from Proverbs 27? Wounds from a friend can be trusted. And I think this is a saying that a true friend is actually an honest friend, one who's willing to say something that might initially sting, but actually they love the person enough to say the hard things. So maybe there's someone that you need to say some strong words to. They may not necessarily appreciate it straight away. And you'll need to be careful to do it lovingly and perhaps face to face over a cup of tea. But there is a place to ask gently if your friend is doing the right thing. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. A third and final proverb is for today is from Proverbs 18. And it says, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Well, what a close friend this is. Perhaps one who points beyond human friendship, because ultimately every human friendship is will fail at some point. This points to the best friend, Jesus Christ. Now, if you're an atheist or an agnostic, I guess it sounds a bit weird when Christians talk about Jesus as a friend. Are we so emotionally weak that we've never grown up and need an imaginary friend? Well, no, because Jesus was a real man who existed, and he had friends during his time here on earth, like James and John and Peter. And even though we believe that he's the creator and the judge of the whole universe, he calls people today to be his friends. In fact, he's the best friend anyone could have, because his death shows that the friendship he offers costs his life, and his resurrection shows that his friendship goes beyond death. So as the old Sunday school song puts it, what a friend we have in Jesus. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thanks for listening, and well done, Ray and Paul, for that pop quiz. Maybe we'll do another one next time. Many thanks. God bless.